to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Sports Report Podcast, episode number 49 of the Sports Report Podcast. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. I have Doom on line number one with me. Dr. Doom, how you doing, man?
What's going on, man?
It has been a very busy weekend in sports. You had the NFL draft this past weekend, NBA playoff action, had a lot going on. You guys can call in to chime in on that. 706-993-4606 is that number. Once again, 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Very quickly, a couple of things that went down tonight that we need to go ahead and go over. And I was kind of shocked by this tonight. The Boston Celtics end up beating the Philadelphia 76ers 117-101 to take a 1-0 series lead in that best-of-seven series. Terry Rozier, 29 points, 8 rebounds to lead the Celtics. Also had some help tonight by Jason Tatum. Beautiful rookie. Coming to the NBA this year. 28 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists on a block. The 76ers, led by Joel Embiid, 31 points and 12 rebounds, followed by Ben Simmons, 18 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, had 2 steals to the block, but he also had 7 turnovers. Dr. Doom, how are the 76ers doing this without Kyrie Irving, without...
You mean the Celtics.
The Celtics. How are the Celtics doing this without Kyrie Irving? How are they doing it without Gordon Hayward, who granted has been out, but
the whole year,
but they beat Boston. Shouldn't have beat Boston. Boston's a better team on paper. Great freak. We'll talk about Boston in a little bit. These guys just keep trucking no matter who they're playing. Now, I don't see how you can count Boston out of winning any series if they keep playing the way they've been playing.
Yeah, or you know, like they've been saying all week, trust the process.
They have been playing some good basketball, and they're doing it. It seems to be like smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
So we'll see if they can. We'll see if we can keep it. If they can keep it up. If they can keep things going, it will be game two. I think Wednesday night. In Boston's house, so we shall see if they can keep it going. Also tonight, over in Major League Baseball, the New York Yankees 9-game winning streak ended tonight. Ended up losing to the Houston Astros. Just letting folks know they're still around. They're hanging around, letting people know they beat the Yankees 2-1 tonight. Charlie Morton, seven innings, 10 strikeouts. Gave up 2 hits, 1 run. Had an ERA tonight of 1.72. When Morton gets it going, he can get it going. The problem is if he can keep it going. He started well last year, and he sort of faded down the stretch. So we shall see what he can do. All right. I know there was something in your mind you want to talk about. We talked a little bit over the weekend, and I know there were some things you want to talk about. If you keep up with the Facebook Sports Report podcast page, Colin Kaepernick was in the news once again, and Dr. Doom, I know you want to talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, man. He's not going to win his case. I know everybody thinks, you know, he should, and all that, but I think in America we have an issue of forgetting stuff that's happened. And they were bringing up the fact that, you know, in this interview, the owners are caving in to the president. But if you look at the whole court case, he messed up before the president even came into the thing when his girlfriend tweeted out that picture. Mm-hmm. And that's going to come back to bite him. It doesn't matter if the owners decided to then. He set precedence by calling out an NFL owner that they're a slave master or his girlfriend and never spoke on it. Or I could go back further that Miami was looking to bring him in, and he wore that Fidel Castro shirt.
Right.
Or when he wore the pig socks. You know what I'm saying? It's, he's had multiple instances when his actions is going to hinder or hurt his chances of being in the league for the image. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the mighty dollar. So if the owners think that bringing this guy in is not going to be financial, or the fan base, they're not going to bring him in. And I think he hasn't thought about that. But I'll get off my soapbox.
Now here's my question. Even if he wins this case, in your opinion, what does he gain from it? They still don't have to sign him.
Nope.
So what is he looking for? Is he looking for punitive damages? What is he looking for in all this?
This money, man.
So he's looking for some type of restitution. Okay. because really, he can win the case, but that doesn't mean you can make a front office sign you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I know you want to go ahead and get that out the way. If you guys want to call in and discuss about Colin Kaepernick's situation, you can. 706-993-4606 is that number to call in. Let's go ahead and talk about this NBA basketball. Cavs defeat the Pacers 105-101. LeBron James scores 45 points in the win.
Let me do my big tone impersonation. Fuck LeBron. Fuck LeBron. Fuck LeBron.
Okay. And I know on Facebook, and even tonight, I sort of kind of took jabs at LeBron. Here's my thing. Number one, I don't think LeBron can keep this pace. It is incredibly hard to do. He's no longer part of a super team like he was in the past. And for him to have to score 42, 44, 45 points every night, it's just something that you can't sustain it. There's no way. And yesterday he had a little bit of help from Tristan Thompson, but we all know what that's about. Tristan Thompson
was garbage. He been sitting the bench the whole damn thing, so he should have some fresh legs. I'm just saying.
plus with everything that Tristan Thompson got going on, you know he didn't want to go home. That man does not want to go home.
Man, it's kind of hard to go home to Chewbacca, man. But, you know.
Look, the whole thing to me, Indiana came back. LeBron did go out for a little bit yesterday. Kevin Love gave him a little shot in the arm in that third quarter, helped extend that lead. Pretty much the game was over after that. But
J.R. Smith, shit.
Yeah, I agree. And then we also got, you know, some flopping from LeBron this series. I don't know how you can drive down the baseline, create the contact, and then a full 20 seconds later you decide you hurt.
Oh yeah, I mean, did you see that blade job he did?
Yeah, did a better job of blade than Dusty Rhodes. Man, come on, man. Really, dude? But they did win the series. Now they're going against the Toronto Raptors, or as Shannon Sharp would say, they're going against the baby dinosaurs. I think LeBron will still get his, because if you look at the history between Toronto and Cleveland, Toronto, they don't have an answer for LeBron. The 76ers, they have an answer for LeBron. Somewhat with the Celtics, Jason Tatum might be able to give LeBron some fits here and there, but Toronto has shown they have nobody that can give LeBron any
hits. They ain't got no heart.
That's their problem. You said it exactly right. Toronto don't have a heart. They don't have no heart. None.
Nope.
DeMar DeRozan, and I'm not going to sit here and say he's not a special player because he is. He's going to have to play out his mind. Somebody's going to have to counteract LeBron, and somebody's going to have to step up. Whether it be in the backcourt, between Lowry and DeRozan, maybe playing off each other, I don't know. But they have shown that they don't have an answer for LeBron. But hopefully, in this series, there's no more national championship games that Kyle Lowry can go to the night before the regular season game against the Cavs. You know, that happened the last time that they played, and the Raptors lost. So he should be focused. He should be good to go. And we'll see what happens. But I don't think LeBron can sustain that pace in order to win. If Toronto can show some heart, if they can show some backbone and not just roll out the red carpet for LeBron.
Roll out the red carpet, roll over.
They need to roll it over. But if you look at it, particularly through the playoff history, they just give LeBron whatever. But this year they may have a shot. If they can show some heart and toughness on defense. So let's see what they do. Other game that happened, the Warriors defeat the Pelicans 123-101. They scored.
That one a defeat. That was a slaughtering.
65 scored in the first half.
No, it was 76.
76 scored in the first half. Good Lord.
Yeah. And they weren't even playing hard. They were playing hard, but...
And didn't have Steph Curry.
No.
Supposed to come back game two.
And according to Max Kellerman, Anthony Davis is better than Kevin Durant. That's all they needed.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a man squirm so much on TV. Damn. Except maybe Shannon Sharpe every now and then.
Right.
If Ron loses.
Now, before game one, the landscape was set up to where, okay, you have no Steph Curry. But the landscape had said that maybe the Pelicans have a shot of getting game one, maybe winning this series because Steph is not there. But Draymond and Kevin Durant proved that otherwise yesterday. They both played tremendous basketball. We'll see what happens game two. The report came out today that Steph is probable for game two. So let's see if Steph can make it.
He could go. They just saying probable. But again, the thing was that whatchamacallit, they're playing. They're not. Well, who did? I can't think. It's on the tip of my tongue that whatchamacallit beat. The Pelicans, Golden State is better than what they beat.
Better than Portland. I think
everybody got on this false sense of
the way the Pelicans beat Portland.
Yeah, and Portland doesn't play. Golden State plays nothing like what Portland does.
Right.
They don't.
Right.
They don't play ISO ball.
You right. Plus, another thing I noticed about Portland. Portland cannot play the pick and roll.
Yep.
They can't play the pick and roll. But if you look at what Golden State did, not only were Durant and Draymond dominant.
They took Anthony Davis out of the game.
That defense was stifling. So, give credit to those guys. And we'll go from there. I got to ask you, because I'm about to bring up the OKC Thunder. I got some issues with the OKC Thunder. Is this a one-and-done team?
Yes. And let me tell you, when I went back to go to the beginning of the year, we talked about it. Carmelo Anthony is garbage. Hot garbage.
The thing that kills me about Carmelo Anthony, you think he's in the playoffs. He hasn't been in the playoffs that much in his career when we look in ratio to other players. He has a chance on that team to maybe win a title, outside shot. And when you see your jumper isn't falling, and I don't know if it's the coach. I think it might be Billy Donovan that's the problem with Carmelo
nah,
Anthony.
It ain't Billy Donovan, because it's been a long line of coaches. Carmelo Anthony's time is up.
Well, the thing about it, he had him out there jump shooting, and he's never been a consistent jump shooter.
Well, he ain't the same age, and also he can't play iso ball to the best. You got three players like that. He don't want to come off the bench. Mm-mm. He, you know.
Mm-mm. He already stated that. He stated that big time this weekend, didn't he?
Well, he need to go home.
If you post him up, I still think if you post him up and get him some easy shots in the paint, he'll get his confidence. He'll start driving. Then he'll start driving to the basket. I was shocked that he didn't drive to the basket at all during the series. He didn't try to drive to the basket to create anything. He didn't try to post anybody up to create offense for himself. And even if you don't do that, there's other things that you can do. You can come out there and play with some energy. And I think that's the thing that disappointed me with Carmelo Anthony the most, is the fact that he didn't play with a lot of energy. You know, you can go.
Well, their backs was to the wall.
Yeah. But you can run up and down the court. You can get rebounds. You can move without the basketball. There's things that you can do to get yourself open and contribute to your team. He ain't do none of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just amazed by the fact he didn't do any of that. So, in that regard, you may be right. It might be time for him to hang it up if he doesn't want to take a reduced role. If you don't want to take a reduced role, it may be time.
I'm not trying to be funny, but it's right. He need to hang it up.
He may have to if he's not willing to take a reduced role. But I do also want to say I question Billy Donovan in terms of, what are you doing? You got Russell Westbrook, who you let run wild. And I know other coaches that have issues trying to coach him up, but you can't let the man run wild. You got to rein him in from time to time. You got Paul George on your team. Paul George is
that's playoff Paul. What you talking about?
Play really?
I'm at home, Paul.
Hold up now. Hold up. You can't give yourself a name.
Oh, I know. Oh, hold up now.
You know, you can't give yourself a name. He was out there shooting bricks yesterday, and he was looking to get fouled, and I get that. But when you start getting in the third, you know, down to the nitty gritty in these games, third, fourth quarter, you can't look to the ref to bail you out.
Hey man, that's what LeBron do. What you talking about? That's his homeboy.
Well, that's the difference between the three of them. You see, Dwayne Wade took a lesser role to come off the bench. You see LeBron's not having a super team, but nevertheless, those guys got three titles. Carmelo has none. And Jalen Rose was talking about it this morning. At some point, you do have to reinvent yourself.
He can't do it.
And he can't do it. He can't.
He's too stubborn.
And it's really a damn shame. It's really a damn shame. If you look at his Denver Nugget days, if you look at his New York Knicks days, if you look, even go back to college and look at his Syracuse days, this guy was an amazing talent. And I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. All right. The Washington Wizards got bounced out by the Toronto Raptors in the playoffs. What is the Washington Wizards' problem? Is it John Wall? Is he the issue?
They can't get right. That's the issue. It's a lot of teams with the can't get right.
Yeah. I think Washington has this. I think the Wizards have the same issue the Trailblazers have. If you look at the Trailblazers and you look at the Wizards, they're practically the same team. General managers can't put a lineup together to save their life. They'll get so far, but they don't have the talent to break through, and it's frustrating. Terry Scott's got to be in trouble with the Trailblazers. He's been, what, 10 years? He's been a coach there 10 years?
No.
And he's about to get kicked in, and his job is on the line. So I don't understand what's wrong with those two teams. Portland's been doing it for the longest. They get y'all hyped up, third seed, fourth seed. They finna do it this year. This finally gonna be the year they break through, and then they don't break through. They lose.
Yeah.
Crazy, man. Crazy. NFL draft was this weekend. Your team picked up Mr. or who we call Mr. Irrelevant, last pick of the draft, Trey Quinn. Have you seen him play yet?
Nah, I'm trying to figure out what's up with this Mr. Irrelevant, man.
You need
somebody enlighten me.
You need to see him play. You need to see him play. He looks really
good. Is he decent?
He's really, really good. He looks like, I think it was either Mel Kiper or someone else called him a poor man's Golden Tate.
Okay.
A poor man's Golden Tate. But I think the Baltimore Ravens had the best draft this year. They picked up the number one tight end prospect, Hayden Hurst, and they picked up Louisville quarterback Lamar Jackson. And I think that's a very interesting pick because Joe Flacco, he's got to be challenged at some point. And Lamar might be the guy who might be able to challenge him once he gets his feet wet.
Who else has been picked up?
It's like,
speaking of my team, in the last 2 years, we pretty much got down Alabama's defense.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not a bad thing.
Mm-mm. I wanted Tony C to call in because I'm trying to figure out what the heck
what's Dallas going on with Jason Witten.
What's Dallas? What the Cowboys doing in general?
About to go to hell. That's
what they doing in general. I don't understand, Tony C. Enlighten me. I mean, Jason Witten about to retire. I mean, even if he stays, what are you gonna do? 600 yards catching, maybe 5-6 touchdowns. But he's not gonna be anything earth shattering. You had a chance in this draft to get you a wide receiver and a tight end to make up for those losses. And what do you do?
You got Dez Bryant.
You cut Dez Bryant, and then you pick up Tavon Austin from the Los Angeles Rams in a trade. I don't get it.
It's Dallas.
I don't understand what those guys are doing.
They should have, if they was going to cut Dez, they should have did it before the trade deadline.
Yep.
So they could have had the money to get you a lucrative receiver.
Yep.
And Dez could have got his money.
Sure could have. But I think the best story of the draft is probably Shaquan Griffin being picked up by the Seattle Seahawks to play with he'll be playing with his brother again, the one-handed drafty this year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he probably be better than JPP. I mean, you got two dudes in the league that missing all hands, basically.
Yeah.
You know, John Pierre Paul from the Giants.
You like any of these quarterbacks to start this year?
I tell you the truth, I ain't pay attention to a lot of these college quarterbacks. Because they're from teams you don't even know of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Outside of a few.
Yeah, yeah, Lamar Jackson on this side of water. A lot of them are what, Pac-12?
Pac-10 guys, Sam Darnold.
Yeah, you don't really see them, man. They won't really lighten it up. Unlike, you know, Lamar Jackson, you've seen him play in the national championship. These guys are just, you know, they were on mediocre teams, man.
Yeah. I think Sam Darnold has a chance
to start.
I think he has a chance to start. But I think he's the only one. I don't think Cleveland is going to start Baker Mayfield unless it's a close it's a close race in camp.
Yeah.
If it's a close race in camp, you may as well go with Baker.
Yeah. I know, you know, some of these dudes, we got to see how they are when the fire gets to their feet. I mean, some of these guys thinking, you know, they're going to be playing damn AFC North.
Yeah. I think the one guy who might have trouble finding his way is Josh Allen. He got picked up by Buffalo, but you know AJ McCarron, he's not trying to mentor anybody. He's trying to make his own way in the league.
Well, yeah, they screwed him and the Bengals. if they weren't going to let him go, they should have let him go.
Yeah, but I don't think that he has a shot. He's going to be the guy. I think he's going to be the outside looking in. He might be the first one of these guys to be a bust because, again, he's not going to have anybody in front that can mentor him. At least in the case of somebody like Josh Rosen from UCLA, you know, you have Sam Bradford there who's going to mentor you, and he also has injury history. So he's going to have a possibility to start. Same thing with Sam Darnold from the Jets. He's going to have somebody there who can mentor him. Now, I don't think it would be a good idea for him to see the field, but if he does, you know, he may come in and finish out your season just to see what you have. So those guys might have some of those guys get good opportunities, other guys don't. One of the things that was so funny was, did you see when David Akers came out and started trolling the Cowboys fans?
Nah, what day was that?
That was the first, I believe it was the first day of the draft. I think it was the first day he came out there and he started trolling the fans about the Cowboys. They were about to pick. He went out there to call one of the picks for the Philadelphia Eagles. It was funny. But I thought it was kind of
a little tasteless.
I thought it was a little tasteless because, A, you had nothing to do with this year's Eagles team winning. That's number one. And number two, you a kicker.
Yeah, you know how they kickers.
The hell you doing out there trolling folks? Pat Riley was in the news today. Manager for the Miami Heat, saying Hassan Whiteside wasn't mentally or physically ready for the playoffs in his matchup with Joel Embiid. Whiteside, you think Miami's going to get rid of Hassan Whiteside?
I don't know. We got to see who won the championship first and then worry about the whole, you know, NBA offseason. It is too early to look at, you know. I'll be worried about the NBA offseason about around after the season, you know.
One question I wanted to ask you too, and they brought it up this morning. Should Roger Goodell stop announcing NFL draft picks?
Maybe. They should get like a moderator.
Yeah, or a host.
Like a celebrity or something. You know, somebody like a host of the Oscars, like Billy Crystal or something. Mm. You know, a big name. Goodell should open it up as a commissioner, and then he lets somebody else do. You break it up, right. So if they the big televised thing. Like, the first night, it should be a spectacle. So you have a big time person doing the moderation, you know, like the MC. Second night, you can have somebody else kind of big name. Then third and fourth, you know, the later rounds, you could just have just different people calling out, but it doesn't have to be Goodell doing it. He could get up and be with the person and shake the first person's hand. Maybe Goodell does the first pick of the draft.
Right.
But after that, you let the moderator and other people do it.
Who you think would be a good celebrity to be the host?
Maybe somebody like a Jamie Foxx, Kevin Hart. You know what I'm saying? You get somebody that's a good host.
And I think it'd be better because when you have the fans out there booing folks, that's not a good look.
Yeah. You know, you can even get The Rock to do it to be fun.
Yeah. You could. You definitely could.
And you will draw some ratings.
Yep, I just said Josh Allen's going to have a hard time in Buffalo. Bills GM just said he'll be begin the season as the number three quarterback. Man.
Yeah.
I feel for you, dude. I feel for you. All right.
He should have kept his mouth closed.
You love the physical talent, but at the end of the day, you go to Wyoming.
Yeah.
You know, competition comes into question there. It was also confirmed tonight or today, Tom Brady commits to playing this year for the New England Patriots. Between their draft, do you think you will see them back in the Super Bowl this year?
I'm sorry, what you say?
Tom Brady committed. He confirmed his plans to play in 2018. Between the draft, and they had a very good draft, and what he has now, do you see the New England Patriots going back to the Super Bowl this year?
Hell no. They last year. They screwed Jacksonville.
He said no. But go back. And let's see, because if you look at their draft, they picked up Isaiah Wynn, someone that they can mold to the Patriot way, and then they got a very good running back with a 31st pick in Sonny Michel, very good running back from University of Georgia. Somebody can come in there, maybe a better version of Deion Lewis. So, and plus look at the division. Who are they going to lose to in their division?
Yeah, I mean, they just got, like I said, it's just the damn easy-ass schedule, man.
Oh, yeah. So it looks like Rage and Surfer get their way, and they're going to get the Patriots back one more time. The travesty. Someone needs to step up. I don't know if it's going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know if it's going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars and the changes they've gone through. That defense is incredible, but they lost both receivers in Robinson and Hearns, so we'll see what they do. All right, guys, don't forget to join us on RantEatAndRadio.com every night this week for all our fine shows. Tomorrow night will be the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m., followed by the Rant at 9 p.m. Eastern with AA and Tony C. They go over everything in the world of professional wrestling, all current events, so definitely check those guys out tomorrow night. Then on Thursday night, we have an all-new episode of Rant and Wrestling, followed by Friday, another Wrestling and Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Philly Phil and Choppy. Sunday, we have the What Are You Reading comic book show at 5 p.m. Eastern. And then it will be this show, the Sports Report, Monday at 11:15 p.m. Be episode 50. You know what I'm thinking about doing? I'm thinking about doing maybe like a historic episode or something like that. Maybe we'll go over the top boxers of each era.
Okay. Maybe. In the last 25 years.
Yeah.
That'd I got no problem with that.
That'd be a nice topic to debate. And we'll see what happens also in the NBA, playoffs, and all that other good stuff. So definitely, Doom, have anything else you want to say to finish us up for tonight?
LeBron James sucks, and I hope he burns in hell.
Colin Cowherd made me upset today when he said he blasphemed. And I thought it was so blasphemous. He said LeBron James was a more clutch player than Kobe Bryant.
It's been killing me today, dude. They act like the Cavaliers act like that game whatchamacallit win was the goddamn NBA Finals the way they would act. Yo, everybody else won. And they just kept it moving. Cavaliers is walking around like, damn, they won the damn Super Bowl. They just beat Indiana with the refs' help.
Homemade suits. Matching suits, rather. This killing me, man. This killing me. All right. That's going to do it. Doom, thank you for calling in. Thank you guys for tuning in. We have some folks in the chat today. Appreciate you guys being here. Thank you for all the downloads you've been giving us. You're doing very good on the downloads, so I want to thank all you guys for that. And I will see you guys Monday at 11:15 p.m. Everyone take care.